The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stephan's Good Day program and the things that are of interest and importance. What do you want to know? What do you need to know? What do you think you know? I think maybe the situation in Hawaii, from my perspective, Kenny. Ken Kessler is here. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer back on Monday. Who else? Listen, you don't want to know who's not here. You want to know who is here. And yeah. You want to know what's sort of on everybody's mind. So, the situation with not one, but two hurricanes blowing into Hawaii, most of the mainland flights have been canceled. I can't imagine what that should read, if anybody's got any sense. Every flight has been canceled from Asia. The biggest tourist attraction for the Japanese is Hawaii. You knew that, right? Every single day, there are four major airlines in Japan, and every one of them have at least four flights a day into the main island or into one of the other islands that now have their own airports. So there are, think about this, just from Japan alone, if you figure that they're all running 747s or 777s, sometimes 767s, into Hawaii from Tokyo. Think about how many people that is, just from Japan. It's a big tourist attraction for the Chinese as well. Australians love to go to Hawaii, never mind the Americans and the Canadians. And there are actually a lot of Brazilians who go vacation there, but there aren't as many as you would obviously expect to come from our country or from the countries of the Pacific Rim. So anyway, no matter where people are coming from, they're not coming now, and they won't be. This storm that's in the purview of the Hawaiian Islands now is going to be followed immediately by another one. And this hasn't happened. There hasn't been a Hawaiian island hurricane for 22 years, and now there are two of them, one right after the other. So you can imagine what kind of shape Hawaii is going to be in for a while. Still doesn't take away from the absolute beauty, the gorgeous nature of how it feels and looks. And so that's what we'll think about, although a lot of people want to get you all upset about the weather. Global warming, two hurricanes in a row. Can you imagine? Ah, come on. Okay, so, but again, it's not someplace you're probably going to plan to go in the next week or 10 days. And the way the flights are, the fares, you can't manage unless you have to. You wouldn't want to pay the fare to buy a ticket today and go tomorrow anyway. It's like $1,400 round trip to sit in the back of the bus. At any rate, from most of the West Coast cities. So that's the situation in Hawaii. What other situations are there that are worthy of our attention? Last night, the president went on television. Did you watch this, Kenny? President's announcement.
I did not. I didn't know it was coming.
No. Well, I don't think most people. I think people are working on the show. Pretty surprised that the president said, for humanitarian reasons, we're going to be dropping all kinds of food over Iraq, and he's authorized airstrikes against the independent state, the members, the group, it's an al-Qaeda group, an offshoot anyway, of the people who want to put together a new state, which is fallacy because it isn't a new state. It's an old state. Remember, Iraq wasn't Iraq. This is not a country that has existed as that entity for hundreds, if not thousands of years, like many of the other. Well, the Europeans came in and they reshaped the Middle East, as they reshaped Africa, as they reshaped Asia, all in the name of conquest and control. And as a result of that, the Kurds, the Sunnis, the Shias were all put together. They don't want to be together. They don't like each other. So regardless of why, oh, let's everybody get together, that's not the reality. They don't want to be. And so these people from this offshoot of Al-Qaeda have taken advantage of that in order to reform an old state. And I forget, I confuse the Shiites and the Sunnis. Are these Shias or Sunnis, the new bunch? Are they, I think they're Sunnis, aren't they?
I'm not sure.
You're confused, too.
Yeah.
Pretty easy to confuse them. Anyway, they want to just be, I mean, this is an opportunity. Make no mistake about it. This is an opportunity for some guys that are puking Putin-ish to grab land and to have the backing of people who want to have a union together. It would be, I'm trying to find something that would be akin to, let's see. It looked down at Yugoslavia. It's the same sort of thing that happened there after Tito died. That went back to its original shape. Macedonia, Bosnia, those areas. And then if you go into Africa, the reshaping of the countries down there that has taken place over the last 40, 50 years still hasn't addressed where many of the tribal influences, and let's face it, the Sunnis, the Shiites, the Kurds, they're tribes. Religions are tribes. And if you're a Catholic, you're a member of the Catholic tribe. If you're a Protestant, you're a member of the Protestant tribe. If you're a Lutheran, that's a subset of the Protestant tribe. If you're Jewish, you're in the Jewish tribe. I mean, they even talk about in the Bible, aren't they the ancient tribes of Israel? Isn't that how it's referred to, right? The ancient tribes. Right. So they're all tribes. Not any different than the Cherokee and the Sioux. And I mean, think about the history, what you've learned about the history of not only America, but of the world. It's pretty much all made up of tribes, of groups, individuals who have survived for whatever the reason and however the manner over the millennia. And so for purposes that seem somewhat obvious, we all like to be around those who are like us, right? Who's like me? Kenny's like me. He likes to be around me. Who's like me? You like me. So you want to be around us. That's why I listen to the radio program. We have the Good Day Doug Steffen tribe, right? You got the Bill Bennett tribe. You got the Imus tribe, right? So what's the deal? We all have preferences and things that we like, and we're entitled to that. So let them have their own corner of the world if they want, as long as they don't use it for a launching pad to, you know, go after people who are outside. And that's really kind of what the worry is, I think, here. The worry is that they create their own country and then they start with whatever foolishness we have our own Al-Qaeda country. And Al-Qaeda is not the philosophy behind the people who are there. It just happens they're conveniently taking advantage of a vacuum that was created by us, thanks to George Bush and the other people who didn't think it through or who didn't want to think it through. They just wanted to go to war so they could help out the military-industrial complex and their pals there without thinking about the complex results of what all this is going to mean. Same thing is true in Afghanistan. We're over there. We don't know what the end result is going to be. We just made a mess. And now it's getting messier. And I was listening to a justification, Kenny. I was curious as to what you thought about what I think this is, I'm trying to find the congressman, Kinzinger.
Kinzinger.
Yeah. Who is from Illinois. Those of you who are maybe in his district, you might want to comment. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm listening to him talk about how tragic the death of General Green was, but we ought not to let that take us out of Afghanistan. Huh? We're there because we're fighting the war against terror. This guy sounds like a Neanderthal to me. And he discusses in his interview that I heard with a couple of hosts from Texas, the recent occupation of Afghanistan. We've been in Afghanistan longer than we ever anywhere. In terms of actually being in a hot war, we've been in Japan certainly for a long time, and Germany and some of the other places that were a result of World War II, but we're not involved in fighting or shooting. We're supporting the country and also using those bases as strategic locations for our own forces. But for this kind of thinking to go on, this is why we're at war all the time with everybody, because these nincompoops like Kinzinger think that we need to be there to fight terrorism. What is he, nuts? He says that the Taliban, which runs and has run and will run Afghanistan for the foreseeable future, is a group shepherding or trying to support the al-Qaeda groups that are in Afghanistan. Nonsense. The Taliban doesn't like al-Qaeda, and vice versa. And they've been fighting with each other. As far as that's concerned, the CIA gave the Taliban, when we first went into Afghanistan, $74 million in cash to get out of the way. While we supposedly went after bin Laden and the others. So, a lot of nonsense. So that's how we start heralding this day, which is Friday, on Good Day, 18 after the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
I stopped seeing life insurance as something only rich people needed after my brother-in-law died. On top of really missing him, I watched my sister struggle to keep up with their mortgage, car payments, and everyday living expenses for her and the kids. I realized then that life insurance isn't just for millionaires. It's for anyone who has people in their lives who depend on them to get by. It's to help everyday people help protect their families. People like me. So I called AIG Direct, and I was shocked at how affordable coverage can be. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I may not have $1 million, but my family's well-being and happiness is priceless. I'm glad I have AIG Direct to help protect their future, no matter what happens to me.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-811-6409. That's 1-800-811-6409. 1-800-811-6409.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. The first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like Atlantic High Concert ukulele for just $59. Sheet music stands for $19. A custom personal PA system or an HDMI karaoke player, your choice, just $69. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, it's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at guitarcenter.com.
School Savings is in session, only at Kohl's. Save even more when you shop late Friday and early Saturday. Find graphic tees that make a statement for back to school, like standout smiles for girls, $8.99 each. Rockin' tees for young men, $12.99. Boys styles, 30 to 50% off. And juniors graphic tees, just $11.99. For the little ones, save 30% on Disney Frozen favorites. All while earning Kohl's cash. Come in this weekend to make a big statement at a not-so-big price. Find your yes. Kohl's.
More on the news of the day, the issues of the day coming up on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Jesse's Girl, one of the big hits from Rick Springfield, who has joined Meryl Streep's band in Ricky and the Flash. This is sort of an interesting development, Kenny. Meryl wants the musician of note, popular with women. This guy's been around for 40 years, hasn't he? Between all of the television stuff he did. Was it General Hospital where he became well-known first?
I think so.
Yeah. But Jennifer's not here. She straightened us out on this. Anyway, there's a new film that Meryl Streep is working on called Ricky and the Flash, written by Diablo Cody, directed by Jonathan Demme. Ricky and the Flash centers on a rock and roll loving woman, who of course is Meryl Streep, who chases her musical dreams at the price of her family, but's given one last chance to make things right, and apparently she's chasing Rick Springfield. So, that's an interesting thing to imagine, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
So, Springfield cast in this production. They're actually going to start shooting in the early fall. Putting all the pieces of it together. So for those of you who are Rick Springfield fans and Meryl Streep fans, interesting that the two of them, I didn't ever think I'd put those two names in one sentence. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, think about it. Yeah, it just doesn't seem like listen, anything's possible. Why not? He's a very popular guy and fits the bill of an aging rocker that somebody like this would chase around. All right, so 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Ken Kessler. We now focus on last night's late night monologues with hopefully a few laughs from Conan, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers.
According to a new survey that just came out, teenagers believe that the 5 most influential Americans are all YouTube stars. The 5 most influential are all YouTube stars, yeah. So in other words, we're about 15 years away from our president being a guy who gets hit in the balls with a skateboard. That's what we're looking at in the future.
It's a good way to spice up the debate.
I know.
Good news for NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Russia just announced that he can stay in their country for 3 more years. And Snowden was like, old news, bro. I leaked that shit yesterday. So,
you punk!
He's a punk. That's right. The Russian government said Edward Snowden can stay for 3 more years. So 3 more years in Russia, or as Obama put it, that was going to be his prison sentence anyway. So that doesn't matter to me.
Donald Trump is in the news.
Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit to have his name removed from two Atlantic City casinos because he says his brand has a superior reputation and must be used in a dignified manner. Then a gust of wind flipped his hair up like a garbage can lid.
That's kind of funny. All right, let's find out what's going on with Lady Gaga here. Lady Gaga apparently had a problem on a plane. Lady Gaga Instagrammed a photo of herself in the hospital this week. She apparently got altitude sickness, not flying into Denver where she was performing, but actually after she was, you know, the Mile High City. If you've not ever been in the Rocky Mountains, you've never been in Denver, it is an adjustment. There's no question about it that it sometimes can take its toll on you if you're not used to being that out. The air's lighter. Everything's different about it. So she was in the hospital, and then the Art Rave Tour is supposed to be in Seattle tonight. I don't know whether she is supposed to be in Canada, I think, too, and then she's heading to Japan. So hopefully she's better. I don't see any update, but that sort of thing is a 24-hour thing at the most, I think, Kenny. And under the circumstances, they give her a little oxygen, which is normal. Bring yourself down, and then you get the heck out of town as fast as you can. Take care of that. All right, what's coming up in the next half hour of Good Day? An interesting retrospective on what this day and this week in the history of our country has been, plus more conversation about what's going on in the world. At 28 after, this is Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, should Mein Kampf be allowed to be published in Germany?
In a world bombarded by marketing hype, one trusted voice stands out, Consumer Reports. Every year, the experts at Consumer Reports test thousands of products to help you make better choices, and they buy all those products just like you would. Consumer Reports accepts no outside advertising and advocates for pro-consumer legislation to protect you. Join the millions who support Consumer Reports' mission to work for a fair, just, and safe marketplace. Learn more at consumerreports.org.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Korn. There's a current issue in Germany. Should Mein Kampf be allowed to be published there?
Absolutely. I'm a huge proponent of knowing your history, not revising your history. And it is not just Germany. The history of the world is that the anti-Semitism is widespread and far-flung. Look at Spain. Their economy collapsed when they expunged the Jews. Read Merchant of Venice. It's not like anti-Semitism is peculiar to Germany, although they did exercise a horrific, horrific outcome of it. But to ban a book is immoral, and it's counterproductive, and it will make it taboo, and everybody will want to be all the more. We should have a big debate on this again, because we need to remember our history. Never forget.
I agree 100%. We can move on.
By the way, at the risk of making Nazi analogies, which you're usually not supposed to do. Nazis burn books.
You can't start banning books because then someone gets to decide which books are banned.
Should Israel ban it?
I would say no. Now, if schools decide not to teach it, if stores decide not to sell it,
right.
That's an individual decision. But, you know, passing a law to ban a book should not happen.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with David Korn.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Continues. Ken Kessler and I here in this hour overviewing with a little bit of a snarl some of the things that are important happening at the moment. I thought maybe it would be, well, let's first talk about two things that we ought not to be as concerned about as the news media would have us be concerned about. Is that a good sentence? That makes sense? The stark warning coming from those who are in business to warn you and scare you. U.S. Health Department, CDC, the World Health Organization, the current situation in West Africa is on pace to sicken more people than all other previous outbreaks combined. Really, this is of Ebola, not of anything else. And yeah, that's true. Ebola is something that if you're exposed to it, physically touching the excrement, the vomit, the sweat, anything that comes out of the body of someone who has Ebola, then you'll get it. If you don't touch them, you won't get it from breathing the air. You have to come in physical contact with something that came out of their body. So if you're not doing that, if people are isolated, instead of doing all this yak about we don't know how to treat Ebola, you separate people. You just isolate them. You isolate anybody who might have been in contact. And in the case of the workers who have come back to this country to be treated, they know, they knew what the risks were when they went over there. They knew they might be exposed to it, but they were more giving. Isn't it? I mean, think about this from this perspective. Can you imagine the mindset of people who go into, I mean, we've seen it in movies like Bruce Willis up on the, when he's, up on that asteroid, and he decides he's going to pull the trigger on the bomb to blow it up, and he destroys himself. Okay, so that's a movie, and you see those sorts of things. Tommy Lee Jones in Space Cowboys, when he rides the rocket to the moon. Remember that? And how many other stories can you think of where there was sacrifice, and that was part of the story? Well, in this situation, imagine yourself. Put yourself in the position that this doctor and his assistant, and so many others, by the way, have put themselves in to help these people who basically have no help other than if this experimental treatment that the doctor's been treated with will work on a larger scale, give it to the people, and it sort of takes care of the virus in the meantime. And certainly in West Africa, they're not developing anything. But they are trying to separate with the help of a lot of people around the world, supporting the people. And, what, half of them, Kenny, die, I think, of this. That's the normal. You get it, and you got a 50% chance of living and a 50% chance of dying. 58%, thank you, Rishi. All right, so anyway, under the circumstances, that's the first thing. It is a situation to be avoided. It is a dangerous situation for people who are there. It is of no danger to anybody in the outside world unless you have come in direct physical contact with the liquids, the fluids that are in the body of the person who has it. Okay? So that warning, which you see all over the place, newspaper headlines today, all the TV networks all blasting out how horrible it is, only horrible because you'd be in jeopardy if you were in contact with the fluids. Next thing, the hurricanes. I think I was underscoring earlier, Kenny, how rare hurricanes are in Hawaii. Let's see, if I look back at the historical perspective here, the Hawaiian Islands have been directly hit by hurricanes only three times since 1950, and the last time was 22 years ago. And by the way, the first Hawaiian hurricane has been downgraded to a tropical storm, and it looks like the second one will be downgraded as well. So even though it's going to be windy and wet and pretty miserable there for the next 4 or 5 days, not as bad, anywhere near as bad as it might have been. So that, I guess, would be considered good news, right? Why would we, I mean, under the circumstances, winds of, what are they, 50 miles, the storm is only 50 miles. Wow. When this report was issued, which was about 70 minutes ago, I'm looking at this, the downgrade took place, tropical storm. It was about 50 miles from the coast of Hawaii. So instead of the winds being 117, 118 miles an hour, they're about 65, 70, 75 miles an hour. Yeah, I wouldn't, you wouldn't want to be driving a car in that necessarily, but yeah, they have dodged the bullet, so to speak, as they say. Historical perspective on this week in American history. There are a number of, this is a very interesting week looking back at the history of our country. So I thought you might be interested in knowing what happened during this past week in the history of our country. So let's see. We'll go back to 1863 when General Robert E. Lee sent his resignation letter to Jefferson Davis. He'd had enough. But Jefferson Davis said, nope, you have to stay. You owe it to your country, i.e. the Confederacy, to stay and continue to fight, which Lee did. On this date, 1885, funeral of former President Ulysses S. Grant, most famous for the question, who's buried in Grant's tomb? And we all kind of know who's buried there. Ever been by that? It's interesting. You don't do much touring, Kenny, do you?
Not a lot. I used to, but yeah. Not a lot.
Yeah, Richie, if you brought your children to New York, you would want to bring them by Grant's tomb, just for the perspective of, okay, who is Ulysses S. Grant?
Sure.
And what's the old story about who's buried in the tomb? But it's interesting as to where it's placed in New York. I find that fascinating.
Where is it?
It's right on Riverside Drive in an area that's very upscale. It's like really out of place.
So it's got good neighbors then.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly.
All right, good, in a good neighborhood, good.
Okay, also happening in the historical perspective of our country, the Gulf of Tonkin. Remember that? Also, the on August 5th, I think it was 1983, Ronald Reagan fired all the air traffic controllers. Remember that?
I love that.
Yep. A lot of people said that was one of the heralding moments of the Reagan administration. Okay, you guys don't want to go back to work, don't want a contract, you're all fired. And they all thought, with their mouths hanging open, oh, that was pretty. So, and God bless
them. That's a quote.
Yes, it was. On this date in 1945, Hiroshima was destroyed. Remember that?
Nice.
Right. And the War Department was established during George Washington's time. How much of our history is about war? Oh, wait a minute. I forgot the biggest thing in terms of the history of our country.
What's that?
This is the anniversary of the resignation of Richard M. Nixon. On this date, it was a Saturday, as it turned out, 40th anniversary of the resignation of former President Nixon. We all remember he resigned in disgrace. The circumstance, special prosecutors, all that. Remember all of that? Who was fired? This was about as unique an ending to a presidency as we could ever have imagined. A lot of legal action, lawyers. Remember, we had Fred Thompson on the program a week or so ago, and I didn't really get into it, but I wanted to, but I didn't. He was on committee.
Yeah.
He was on the staff of the committee that went after him, and Mrs. Clinton was on the staff as well. Did you know that? The two of them served on the same committee, as I recall. She was part of the whole committee that went after him. Was it Sam Ervin? Wasn't he the guy that led the charge, if I remember my history correctly? I'm pretty sure it was.
Here's a Nixon advisor telling Nixon that Fred Thompson is not very smart. Remember this?
Our focus now with Governor Liverpool and Fred Thompson, he came to my court this morning. He is very smart. Not extremely so, but he's friendly.
We should have had that so we could have commented on that, Richie.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been a good one.
I just looked at it.
Mm-hmm. So, have we learned anything from Nixon's resignation? A question for us to behold as we think back on. Everybody wants to talk about the circumstance itself. I think there's more of a focus, there ought to be every year when this is talked about the lessons that in my mind we still haven't learned. We have vulnerability here, and I think there are a lot of people who think that the president that's in office now is a criminal. I don't think he's a criminal. He just isn't particularly good at understanding what the law is, or he's good at interpreting it. And so with all of this, you know, we think about the tremendous power of the government against its enemies, and the way that Nixon finally was sort of driven out of office. But I remember after Nixon was president, there was a law passed called the Ethics in Government Act. Do you remember that? Ethics in Government Act, enacted during the Watergate investigation, and as a result of the Saturday night massacre, when the prosecutor who served at the pleasure of the Attorney General was fired by Nixon's order to stop these people from interfering or probing into his affairs. So he went the story. I think President Nixon, in many ways, was the best president in my lifetime. But under the circumstances,
he was a smart guy and very president. Smart. He was just a crook.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't a crook in general. He was just a specific crook.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, I think what I think about this sort of thing, I think about Mrs. Lerner, the IRS director. And I think about the director of the CIA, and I think about the director of the VA, and all the people who are in government that are lying to us. President Nixon lied to us, and he got impeached, and he left office. These people who are still in their jobs, Lois Lerner is not, but there are other people, whether you can draw a direct line to the White House or not, there are a lot of things that are floating around this week that suggest that there were a lot of there's both sides of the story. When it comes to VA, I think Obama tried to present himself as being on top of it when he only met with Shinseki once during the whole thing. There are people who have caught Shinseki in what they call lies. That's a word that gets abused and overused. This director of the CIA lied. The director of the IRS, this department, has learned it, lied. How many other people are there in government that lied? And should they suffer the same fate as Richard Nixon? What's the answer to that question? Yes, no, maybe, perhaps?
Yeah, Lois Lerner did.
Lois Lane went.
Yeah, but
she can sit up there and say, I plead the fifth, and nothing happens.
Right. And doing the same thing that you love. You always love to talk about all these people that never get caught for what they really do wrong, but they get caught for lying to Congress.
Right.
And then
exactly.
they get sent down the river. Chase
we accuse you of this, but you lied about that.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing we can really get you on.
Yeah, right. All right, little food for thought at 14 before the hour. You're listening to the Friday Good Day program. Good day.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston map. It was Boston.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
According to a new study, the 7-year itch is less likely to break up a marriage than having a 7-month-old. Dubbed the Modern Love Report, the study was commissioned by USA Network in conjunction with its new drama series, Satisfaction. It reveals that once a baby is on board, parents are far more likely than couples without children to jump ship. The study also showed that Americans seem to have a double standard when it comes to cheating. 82% of those surveyed claimed to have zero tolerance for it. Yet 81% said they would cheat if there were no consequences. And 42% of the respondents admitted they already have. Culture Co-op founder Melissa Levine Delville, author of the study.
What's clear from our study is the likelihood of committing infidelity is far greater once the pressures of parenthood enter the equation. And as a couple in USA's Satisfaction realized, having it all with a spouse and kids may not be enough, or in some cases, too much to handle.
Satisfaction airs Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, only on USA Network.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, making life happy, pleasant, and important, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So the European Union has gotten together a plan and suggested an end to the Gaza conflict would be if you followed A, B, C, and D. Unfortunately, the proposal, which calls for a new seaport in Gaza with international inspectors to make sure weapons are not smuggled in. The Palestinians want nothing to do with anything that curbs their ability to get weapons. So the ceasefire came to a halt 3 hours before it was supposed to by the Palestinians, the Hamas group, nicely throwing rockets into Israel. This is why they're at the table having negotiations. Negotiator for both sides are trying to work out, hammer out a deal. Meanwhile, as they're speaking, before this was a 72-hour period, before it's over, 3 hours before it's over, Hamas launches rockets. While they're at the peace table negotiating, Hamas launches rockets into Israel. So of what value is there? And I find it astounding that anybody at all supports. Jimmy Carter criticized the Israelis for defending themselves. I mean, we always knew that Jimmy Carter was kind of out of touch, but that's pretty dramatic, being out of touch. Why can't we be friends? Right, Richie? 51 after the hour on Good Day.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Tech Talk time. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. And Shelley Palmer monitoring what's going on, at least amidst a big, wide, wonderful world, the world of technology. I was told last night, by the way, guys, we were one of the fellows that works on the farm with me as a kid who grew up in the neighborhood, been around the farm for a long time, kind of reminds me of me when I was a kid, now has a good job, works for the railroad. And he was telling me that the railroad, he found out that there were people that run the railroad or who are in charge of technology that can find him wherever he is at any moment of the day or night by just, and he doesn't even have a company cell phone. He said when he gets in his truck in the morning and leaves to go to work and he's never entered any of this information into his iPhone, he looks at the iPhone and it tells him how long it's going to take him to get to work. And he's never entered anything about where he lives or where he goes to work. But it has picked up the pattern of what he does every day and tells him how long. I mean, that is scary stuff.
You can turn it off. I mean, you just go into your location-based settings and you can turn that off. As a matter of fact, thank you for bringing this up. It's a good point. If you have any kind of a smartphone and you take pictures with it, one of the dangers is that you have the geolocation settings on those pictures. So you're taking a picture of your kid in his bedroom, and you post it on Facebook. The data, the metadata showing the location of where you are and where your child is embedded in that photo. So unless you're on some kind of a vacation and you want the location posted with the photo, you should go into your settings and turn off your location services for your camera.
All right. I can do that. I know how. My iPad, I know how to do that. I might have to call you, Richie, for a couple of things, instructions, but I know how to find it.
Daily call. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, Shelley Palmer, who is our daily reporter on technology, will talk with you about a new app which will help you find your phone should you lose it. I thought we talked about this before, but let's listen and see if we pick up something new here. Stand by for that report next on Good Day.
Welcome to Boost Mobile. What can I get for you today?
What are your options?
Well, you can pick a phone and get a plan starting at just $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data.
How much is the plan for this smartphone?
$40 a month.
What about the plan for that one with the huge screen?
Yeah, that one also is $40 a month.
How much is the plan with that shiny gold phone? It's got to be like, what, $1,000, right?
Wrong. No matter which phone you choose, our plan starts at $40 a month.
But what about...
Pick the phone you want on the plan you want. Unlimited talk, text, and data starting at only $40 a month. And right now, you can get a free phone or $100 off a new phone when you switch to Boost Mobile. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Boost Mobile. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes a month of high-speed data. Video streaming may be limited to 3G speeds. Free phone or $100 off promotion valid until 9/30/14. Only at participating dealers in select markets. While supplies last and only for new monthly activations starting from non-Sprint-related carriers and payment of first month service. Free phone limited to select models. $100 credit applies towards purchase of new phone. Excludes taxes, offering coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. How many times have you asked a friend to call your phone because you can't find it? Whether it slipped behind a couch cushion or was left in a jacket pocket, there are plenty of hiding places that phones love to hide. Thanks to a new app called Marco Polo, however, finding your phone just got a lot easier and more fun. Available for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, Marco Polo lets you find your device by yelling for it. Just like at the pool, shout Marco and your device will respond, Polo. The app runs silently in the background until you need it and can be customized with 30 different voice options. You can even change the input phrase to whatever word you want to shout. Marco Polo isn't the most important app you can download to your iDevice, but it's practical and even a little fun. If you seem to always be losing your phone, you can download Marco Polo in the App Store for 99 cents. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. And for Doug Steffens, Good Day, I'm Doug Steffens. And for Doug Steffens, Good Day, he's Rich McFadden. For Doug Steffens, Good Day, he's Ken Kessler. All right, so what do you have, Richie?
You know, AOL spent the last decade since broadband really took off trying to build a business around online advertising. Mm-hmm. But its legacy is dial-up internet subscriptions, right?
Yeah.
You know that they still have 2.4 million dial-up customers?
Really?
And I found that amazing, just thinking that somebody is actually hitting the dial and you hear that beep, boop, 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 boop sound, and you're still dealing with that kind of slow speeds.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine they must be rural, really rural areas.
Rural areas.
Rural areas.
Right.
So, but it's, they had, in 2002, they had 25 million dial-up customers.
My farmer friends use that technology, Richie.
There you go.
Yeah, right. I might want to try it myself even. 59 after the hour, you're listening to the Friday Good Day program.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.